Last month, Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced a moratorium on evictions to support those who are having financial problems amidst the COVID-19 pandemic. But the day after that announcement, Sweet Potato sent out an email to all its tenants stating that nothing would change and that it was irresponsible to all non-Australians to remain in the country and should have left weeks ago. That email was shared on Facebook, which created backlash towards Sweet Potato, who removed all online presence since that email was released. Now, tenants are struggling to find a new place as the rental company are now evicting everyone by the 20th of April and some are struggling to return or find a new home. Joining us now is one of Sweet Potato's tenants, Connor Collins. So, Connor, thank you for joining us. I'm so sorry that this has happened. How are you all doing?
Yeah, doing well. Just having to go through the due processes in terms of finding out what to do next with regards to our living situation.
So, a lot of what just happened has been put on record via BuzzFeed and ABC News. Can you share with us what exactly happened from the moment Scott Morrison announced the moratorium to the day that Sweet Potato announced the eviction on the 20th?
So we got an email as a household, which I understand that everybody got, which basically said that nothing had changed on Sweet Potato's part. We were still expected to pay rent, etc. Then they also documented what to do depending on where you're from. So if you're an Australian person, what they expect of you, and if you're non-Australian, what they expect of you. And it was extremely xenophobic, it was extremely disrespectful. And having received the email, I posted it online, and it basically caught the attention of lots of people in lots of several different groups on Facebook with regards to tourists and travelers around Australia. And that led to an online reaction with regards to BuzzFeed and ABC, as you'd mentioned before. And it has continued to grow ever since then.
So there are rumors, and I don't know if this is true, but according to my source and BuzzFeed, they claimed that Sweet Potato was subleasing the flat to you and that due to the outbreak, they can't pay for the rent to the actual landlords, hence why they're evicting all of you. They also said that it was a boarding house, but that would mean that all of you would have different rights if that's the case. What are your thoughts on this, and do you think that all these rumors are true?
With regards to the idea that it's the property subletting, I only know that because a lady got in contact with me because of my post, and she pointed me in the direction of the actual property manager of the property, who was letting the property to Sweet Potato, who in turn were subletting to us. And with regards to the idea of us being boarding as opposed to tenants, the laws are completely different. But what I do understand is that they claim to be boarding, like a boarding property, but they aren't on the register online. So even if they were to use that as an excuse, it wouldn't be permissible because of the fact that we live as tenants. We don't live with a member of Sweet Potato. So technically, they can't claim to be a boarding house.
I was also informed that prior to the emails, all of you were trying to contact your agent, asking if you can lower down the lease, but there's no communication whatsoever. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, it puts us in a relatively sticky position because, you know, we all had contacted our particular property manager in regards to the fact that we couldn't afford our rent due to being let off from work, as so many others have been. I was lucky enough to be working a little bit longer than most people because I was full-time, I was salaried at my place of work, so they had kept us on as opposed to the casual workers. But we'd let them know, and there was no correspondence from them with regards to anything to help. There was no they didn't want to basically strike up a deal, although I know that landlords were encouraged to basically meet tenants in the middle and say, hey, if you can't pay all your rent, pay 50%, etc. But they just said, look, everything on our part is the same. Quite frankly, we don't care if you've been let off from work. You just have to pay the rent as usual. And obviously, that put us in a position where we were unable to do so.
You also put on record that you sold your car just so you're able to return home to the UK. Did anyone else in that house do something similar?
Well, actually, there was three young men who lived here who were from Italy. And as you may understand, in Europe, they're one of the worst in terms of what's been affected by COVID-19. So it wouldn't actually be feasible or safe for them to go home. So they bought a car as opposed to selling one, and they built a bed in their car, and they left and one morning and just never came back. They're in a car, sleeping in a car, you know, they're just taking all measures necessary until they're probably able to go back to Italy, because I don't think it's something that they can do right now.
Some tenancies are willing to lower the rent, while in other countries, there has been a freeze on payments. Scott Morrison even recently announced a deferral process. Do you think that the situation would have been handled any better if any of the three options were offered to you by your rental company?
Yeah, so what I would say is, with regards to what's going on, it would have certainly been a much better situation if Sweet Potato had some sort of compromise or were willing to discuss something with us. It was never us as a group, you know, you as our customers, as our tenants. It was us versus you. Like, it was us and them. They weren't willing to speak to their tenants. They weren't willing to understand the scenarios that the tenants were in. It was, we expect to be paid, and if you don't pay, then we want you to leave. And obviously, again, at a time like this where we ought to be sticking together, it was a case of, it was the relationship between Sweet Potato and its tenants were being further strayed, and it was never really going to be fixed, unfortunately, because of the stance of which they took at the beginning.
Was it easy to contact your agent prior to the outbreaks compared to now?
Well, as far as I'm aware, that particular agent has refused to deal with this house going forward because of a situation that had occurred when she had come round to basically speak to the house with regard to telling us that the property was being given back to the primary owner. And we had a conversation with her. I would be honest and say primarily it was me that spoke with her, but at no point was there anything that I shouldn't have said. It was just a case of, we needed to understand the situation we were in. She had obviously recommended that if we wanted our room to be filled after we'd left, that we would advertise it for her, etc., etc. And yeah, it was always relatively easy to get hold of her. But since the whole situation that's gone on, we've had no correspondence. It's all been very much more formal, as opposed to before, where she would send a text or I would send a text and I would call her, say, oh, hey, the dishwasher's not working, for instance. And she would say, oh, no problem, we'll get it sorted. But now it's been a very much more formal process because obviously they understand the scrutiny that they're facing and obviously the situation that they're in.
I was also informed that Sweet Potato will help move everyone that was under them to a different location. Was that ever implemented, or was that a way for them to save face?
So, as far as I can speak on behalf of the property that I live in, that was never done. I know that there is one person in this house who has paid his rent every single cycle and has never missed a payment. Everybody else in the house has missed one payment, which is the payment that recently came out. But the idea, from what I understand from the email, was like saying that people who have paid their rent, we're going to do everything we can to relocate you. But I know that one person in particular hasn't been offered that. And I've been in contact with a lot of other people from a lot of other houses, because obviously online it grew a lot of traction. I got a lot of messages. And as far as I'm aware, nobody has had to deal with that or had any proposal in terms of relocating them.
Is there any regrets from the anonymous source who released that email and spoken out, knowing that if they just kept their mouth shut, they would all have been relocated? Or was it that email the reason why Sweet Potato decided to relocate everyone?
Well, it's hard to say, because I know, for instance, I was the person who started a lot of the online presence, but I know that BuzzFeed caught on to somebody else. There was all the news feeds, they spoke on behalf of another gentleman who lived in another house. So although I may have put the presence online, I know that the stories that were given to BuzzFeed, to I think it was 10 News, ABC, those sorts of news articles, they were done by somebody else. But if I was to speak on behalf of myself and say, am I filled with any regret? I say no, because in a time like this, people ought to know who you can trust in terms of tenancies, letting agents, because ultimately this is our livelihood, this is where we live. A lot of people here don't have homes to go to in this crisis, so to be told that we have to relocate, we kind of had to make it known the situation that's going on, and obviously in a bid to seek justice, I suspect. And unfortunately it's a tough time for everybody, but it's not a time where we ought to lay down and just accept the fate that we're being, that's being put in front of us, because you know, companies like this will get away with it forever if somebody doesn't speak up. It may take one or two people to cause a slight stir and to post online what they've said, because ultimately, regardless of whether we're being put in a position where we have to move out or not, the email that was sent out was completely, it was disgusting. There is no place for that in humanity. You can't tell people to go back to their country of origin, because, you know, this country is, the economy is built on tourism and student visas, etc. And people like myself, who was on a working holiday visa, I paid my taxes like everybody else. So they had to be made held accountable for what they've said. Am I regretful in terms of the way it's made the situation go, in terms of this house having to be given back to the market? Yeah, of course. You know, there's people here that I've got to know really well, and I'd say that they're friends. And it's unfortunate, and I'm in the same position, you know, but I feel as if it's a time where companies like this need to be put on show and in the spotlight if they're going to behave in such a negative manner that they deserve to have that sort of traction.
What do you think the landlord or agent should have done to make the whole situation better so that it wouldn't escalate to this level?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's having like a human touch to the situation that's going on. You know, we're all affected by it. I don't question whether Sweet Potato are affected by it. I imagine they're affected by it on a grand scale. But, you know, we're all going through the same situation. If they had been able to reach out to us and say, look, I understand the situation, here's what we are going to do as a team. Like, Sweet Potato, this is what we're going to do for you. And to go from there, I would completely understand, but they approach it in a completely different way. And I somewhat believe that the reason they did it in that way is because they thought that we would all lie down and take it and be like, yeah, we are irresponsible for staying in this country. Like, no, I'm not irresponsible for being in this country. I booked flights to go home. I would rather be at home than be in this situation here. So I just felt as if they'd have taken a different route, this situation would never have arisen. And we may have been in a situation where we still had to leave. It would have been much more amicable and understanding. So, but it was just the fact that they kind of went straight for the accusational stance and to blame us for what was going on. Ultimately, nobody's in control of this. We're all affected by it in the same way. We all lost our jobs, you know, like it's just an unfortunate situation for everybody.
What is the plan now with you and everyone else? Like, what is the entire house doing to recover from all of this?
Well, as it stands, as what I understand, I'm currently looking for flights to go back to the UK. My other housemates, from my understanding, are doing viewings of other properties, which is difficult, again, because obviously having no job, there's no money. But I myself as well, I've got a conversation lined up tomorrow with a member of the Green Party from Newtown. And I'm going to speak with them with regards to what our rights are, because I'm constantly having conversations with people to understand what our legal grounds are, because ultimately I don't want either myself or my friends being thrown onto the street. We're trying to find out what we are entitled to as tenants. So that's the next step, I guess, just to find out where we have, if we have any legal standing, and is there anything that we can do.
And do you have any final words you'd like to say?
Not particularly. I'm a little bit taken back by the situation. Of course, as we all are, we're all affected by it in different ways. I just think it's, you know, they said in the email that we're gravely mistaken if we think that this is a free ride. And I would say that they're gravely mistaken in thinking that this is a time to turn their back on people. You know, this is a time where we should be sticking together. We don't know how long this will last. We don't know what kind of effect this will have on humanity, but I know for certain that turning our backs on one another is not going to help the situation. And I'm just disappointed more than anything in a company that I've put money into since the day I moved to Sydney, which is in December, that they had taken the stance of which to tell us, you know, that we weren't welcome here anymore. And I just found that quite shocking, to be honest, because it's a time where we should be sticking together, not tearing each other down.
Thank you so much for your time. I hope you and your housemates remain safe throughout this crisis. And yeah, I hope you're able to safely return home to the UK.
I hope so too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That was Connor Collins, who is one of the tenants of Sweet Potato, as he speak with us about their living situation and their unfair eviction.